Sports Day for Kia. Your new Kia Sorento has landed.
Welcome to Sports Day. Nice to have your company. There's so much to talk about. The Sheffield Shield cricket between New South Wales and WA petered out to a draw. Heaps of racing action at Moonee Valley Friday and Saturday night. Kieran McAvoy will join us. Ken Hinckley is going to join us in the program today as well. Carl Langdon and Paul Hayes will be with you. The hot topic for OEM Group, though, is your partner in productivity. Hayes, Reshaw and the North Melbourne Football Club parted ways mutually effective today.
Yeah, sad news. It was a difficult year for Reshaw and North Melbourne, particularly with COVID and the hubs, but they have to move forward and they'll be looking for a new coach. And there's a few candidates out there, but I don't think it's a crack field, to be honest. And will they go back to a first-time coach? I'm not sure. Talking about names like Michael Voss, Ross Lyon's name has been thrown up. Matthew Knights has been there before. He's been at Geelong the last few years as well. Justin Lepich, Robert Harvey, maybe is he ready for a big appointment? And Mark Williams, Choco Williams, I think would do a good job. I don't think he'll get the position, but a bit to play out yet, Carl.
Yeah, absolutely, Hayes. It's going to be an interesting scenario, and they have established a coaching panel to identify and appoint the new coach, and I believe that Paul Roos is going to be part of that panel, so he will be very, very interesting to see what he and the
who's his best mate,
with.
Carl?
Ross Lyon, is it? Is that right? There you go. Well, you can't just appoint your mates. Well, I suppose you can. I suppose you can, can't you? OEM Group, we slash downtime costs, improve safety and maximise performance. Visit oemgroup.com.au. We'll get to Ken Hinckley next here on Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia. Your new Kia Sorento has landed.
Welcome back to Sports Day, and he had a really giant performance for the season. Sadly, not going to be part of the grand final, which is going to be contested this weekend, but a very big year for Giant Bicycles. We're still riding for you for Port Adelaide, and their coach, Ken Hinckley, who has been judged Coach of the Year by his peers, joins us here on Sports Day. Ken, welcome, mate. How are you?
Evening, boys. Yeah, I'm okay. I would be better if I had something still to do this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. And we all understand that that's what we all set out to do and achieve at the start of the season. But, mate, you must be really wrapped with the pressure that you put on yourself when you talked about, first of all, making finals, but going as deep as you did and to play the footy that you did and to finish where you did, mate, was a credit to you and your team in what was a very difficult season.
Yeah, appreciate that. I mean, it was a team effort, is what you said. Really important to remember. The players, you know, they were enormous for us all year, but my coaching team as well was, we just dug in at the start and said, okay, this is where we need to go, this is where we want to go, and we're very capable of getting to where we want. And, when the COVID stuff all hit, we just had an attitude towards, well, whatever we have to do, we just do, and we're not going to make any fuss about it. And I reckon it held us in really good stead, particularly early on, and then we rode some excitement and momentum through that.
Kenny, what about as a coach? Did you improve across the year? You've had some years where you've been down towards the bottom. Was it about list management, your players improving, or was it about your coaching style that potentially you changed a few things up that may have worked this season?
Yeah, look, Paul, I'm sure it's a little bit of everything. I mean, as far down as we went to 10th. We didn't actually go too far down the ladder. And even in the 2009, when we brought a number of young players into our squad, we won 12 games, and that's where we were really optimistic about what we were able to do with such a, we've got some top-end senior players, but we really have got a group of, at the bottom who are really exciting and for us to get better. But yeah, there was some coaching changes. I think, one of the big things that we've been really good at and really strong on is the connection between players and coaching players and then players and staff and the whole of the footy club. So we've worked really hard in that space and we've got some great reward for it. And I think we've been a little bit vulnerable to each other, and that's really helped us open up and be a part of it together.
You lose a couple of those great leaders, Justin Westhoff, Brad Ebert, both terrific players. Westhoff at his peak for such a long period of time. He was an absolute star of the competition, and Brad Ebert too, to play different roles, midfield, forward, and provide that leadership, and the way he went out, that was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I'm not sure you'll lose two of the best clubmen you'll ever lose in both Westy and Brad in the same year. They've both been absolute stars from Melbourne here 8 years and couldn't have wished for any more from either of the two blokes. Slightly different circumstance. Obviously, Westy at 34 nearly is, there just comes a time when you've got to go and you move on and do something else, and he'll be very good at whatever that something else is for Justin. No problems at all. And he's been such a good player for me, and the flexibility he's provided is incredible. And Brad, Brad, unfortunately, due to, you know, the way he plays the game, he's so courageous and too courageous for his own good, which has eventually taken a toll on him. And you would have seen him over there live in his early days in WA. And, you know, he's always been the same person, the same player. He's just an outstanding team player. And, you know, I said to our younger boys, they're not going to get two better role models. If they want to see what a good footballer looks like and a good person looks like, you've got two of them boys there in front of you, and speak to them and understand what it means.
Ken Hinckley stays with us. Thanks to Giant Bicycles, we're still riding with you.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
We're talking to AFL Coaches Association Coach of the Year from Port Adelaide, Ken Hinckley. Hayes?
It was a sad day today for the coaching fraternity with Rhys Shaw departing North Melbourne, and you'd be familiar with a bit of pressure from the outside going into this season and other seasons as well, Ken. How do you think the AFL Coaches Association is handling the support provided to the coaches, and obviously disappointing for Rhys Shaw today?
Yeah, first and foremost, I think the most important thing there is that Rhys, you know, regains his full health again and gets back on top of things, which, you know, I know he's improving and doing pretty well at the moment. And, you know, the opportunity for him to come back to football in a short period of time, hopefully it won't be too far away for him. But as long as he's well, first and foremost, and we move on. I think that the industry is really, really tough now, and it's a really tough job for anyone to take on. And I think really importantly is, there's more experience you can get going into this, and the more understanding you have of the pressures and the involvements of what it takes to coach an AFL team, it's a lot more than what people used to think, I reckon. And you know, and the spotlight that comes with it, we all understand that when we take the job on, but it is quite intense. And until you sit in the seat, you don't quite know how you're going to be able to cope with it. I think the AFL Coaches Association was part of your question. I think they do everything they can to try and support the coaches, but I think it's, you know, this year, if anything, it's exposed to an opportunity that we perhaps have got to continue to look for more things to do and more things to help with anyone who's faced in the positions that we are in. And that's not just us as coaches, that's our assistant coaches. The game has a lot of pressure in it. I think we need to just support everyone in that mental health space is really important.
This is a pressure time of the year for the players, because already the talk about who's going where with trading and drafting. How involved do you get, mate? And do you understand the point system?
Yeah, well, look, we're getting involved. There's no doubt about that. We're certainly well and truly involved with it. But I've got a really good team, headed up by Jason Cripps and Jeff Parker, who look after our drafting and recruiting and our list management through Cripper. We've got we're in a really healthy position from our list management point of view. We this year, I think we won't be that active, I don't think, in too much traffic and the draft. Even in the draft, we went gain last year into the draft. And you know, we got Mitch Georgiadis in, we got Jackson Mead in, we got Miles Bergman in, and Dylan Williams, who three of those four blokes haven't played, and they're effectively first round picks. So we're really happy and healthy with our younger players coming through. Plus, we get exposure to a couple of young players this year through Lockie Jones, who played for the Woodville Eagles in the grand final, seniors on the weekend in the sample, and Taj Schofield, who's son of Jared Schofield, will come along. So we're probably, the first part of the question is, yes, you get involved a lot. This year, I'm probably not going to be needed for too much because most of our stuff's already under control.
I want to ask about Jared Schofield. There is a position available at AFL level at North Melbourne, and he's done a very good job back here in the West. How have you enjoyed working with him, and has he got the capacity to go into the top job at some stage?
Yeah, look, all of our... I'm lucky. I've got Nathan Bassett, Jared Schofield, Brett Montgomery and Michael Boss. We've got an outstanding team of assistant coaches who all help me in their own way, and you know, all of them are very, very capable. Without singling out Scully or any of the others, they're all very capable. They're all very experienced. You know, they're all mid-40s and plus, and they've got, you know, an enormous amount of experience, whether that be Scully at his own club at Subi and now at Port for a couple of years, and Bass has been to Norwood and Essendon and back to Port, and Monty's been to Carlton. I think Bulldogs done some work with GWS and now back with us as well. So they've got what I would call a great grounding for taking the opportunity and whether that opportunity presents itself. I think that's up to the clubs who are looking.
Ken Hinckley there. If your team's working around power, assess the risks and stick to the game plan. Always be 360 aware and visit westernpower.com.au for more information. A bloke who was magnificent.
Sports Day for Kia. Your new Kia Sorento has landed.
Join us next. It is great to have this man joining us. Kerryn McAvoy is his name, and he was aboard Classique Legend riding to victory in the Everest last weekend. What a ride, what a horse. Kerryn McAvoy, welcome. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, you're right. What a horse. He's an absolute star, isn't he?
Yeah. Now, were you comfortable, mate, with the way that the pace was set out in front? Do you think that it was run to suit? Obviously, you felt that you had the horse under you that was good enough to win because you just basically sat there and wound up beautifully.
Yeah, they went lickety-split, that's for sure. Went quite quick. I knew there'd be a bit of speed in the race, but I wasn't expecting it to be to that extent. So things went pretty to plan. I didn't expect to be following Trekking in the run, but we had to drop in behind him, and I looked up at the 600, and they were pretty. The leaders were in another suburb, but fair play to my horse. We were able to feel out, and when I pressed the button at the 400, he was electric, and he was able to power home over the top of them and provide me with my third Everest. It was a special day, and what a way to do it. He's a lovely horse.
Yeah, you were pretty good too. Is it time to rename that race to the McAvoy? Because you have got it three times. And I imagine the prize money, there's a lot at stake, $15 million in total. That'll be a nice little bonus.
Yeah, it's a nice race to win, that's for sure. And, I've been lucky to get on some nice horses and just get in the right spot on the day. But the few of the jocks in the room said, righto, McAvoy, that's enough. We might have to leave you home next year. So it was a bit of a laugh from the boys, but I think the best horse won on the day, given the way they ran it. It was no hard luck stories. It was just best horse won.
Well, you're not happy with that prize money. You want more. You've gone down to Melbourne. You ride in the Cox Plate. You haven't won the Cox Plate, I don't believe. You're on Probabil Barrier 2. How's it shaping up?
Yeah, pretty good. I haven't been able to ride her down here, but I worked her up in Sydney before she came down, and she seems in really good order. She was the last start Group 1 winner over a mile, and she goes to Moonee Valley for the first time, but I think she's in career best form. So, it's a tough lineup as we expect in a Cox Plate, and I'm pretty pleased to be on her. I think she can run a great race.
When it comes to Friday night's racing, where I don't think you've got a ride till late in the program, race six, how important is that, mate? And of course, there's a big race coming up on the last in the card too, with the running of the Manicato Stakes as well.
Yeah, that's right. So got a little pipe opener there tomorrow night, but got a couple of about five rides there on Saturday as well. So it's nice to get down there and get your eye in and have a look around the valley. It's a tricky little track, so it's important to get back there and have a couple of rides. But as you said, I've got one in a there's an each way chance in the horse of Hazes in the third last race, and then the Manicato being the last race. Splintex, I ride in that. He's probably got to step up to a career best in that race. I've drawn a little bit awkwardly, and Pippi looks to be able to control the race from Barrier 2. She's the last start winner there at Moonee Valley. Is 1,200 metres her best? I'm not too sure. But my horse is a nice each-way chance if he can show up and perform around Moonee Valley.
Yep, we're going to find out. What about the isolation? Did you have to quarantine at all when you went from New South Wales down to Victoria?
Yeah, we're doing 5 days. Well, I'm doing 5 days now. Still got a bit of stuff here. Got a little Airbnb in Ascot Vale, which we've stayed at before. And I've got a bit of exercise equipment to keep me busy. So we go and get tested tomorrow morning, and then they're going to fast-track the test through. And then hopefully we're right to go tomorrow night.
Karen McAvoy there. Kia offers value that you can trust in Australia's best. 7-year warranty across the entire Kia range. We'll get to David Short from Tab Touch next.
Sports Day for Kia. Your new Kia Sorento has landed.
Let's get to David Short for Tab Touch with the latest betting markets. Welcome, Shorty.
Thank you very much, Carl Hayes. Great to be with you guys.
Yeah, now, mate, the AFL Grand Final, always interesting to see who and what and who is going to win and why and who's going to kick the first goal and who's going to win the Norm Smith medal. What are the markets looking like?
Yeah, well, I can tell you that early doors as the outsider Geelong have been pretty well back. 210 into 205. Richmond have drifted from 180 out to 183. Line betting on the game's marginal. It sits at 2.5. It's a great guide that we're expecting a nice close grand final this time around. Norm Smith medal betting. Dustin Martin aiming up at a third. Normie, certainly if betting's any reflection, you'd suspect he's right in the mix again. He's at $4.50. There's been good money for Dangerfield, $6.50 into $6. Then we're out to 14 for Hooley, Prestia at 15, Tom Hawkins at 15, Mitch Duncan and Trent Cotchin both at 16, Tom Lynch and Shia Bolton there at 17. It's 19 and upwards the rest. And first goal scorer betting, Tom Lynch at 8.50, Tom Hawkins 8.50, Jack Riewoldt 10, Paddy Dangerfield 11, 12 for Dustin Martin, 14 for Gary Ablett, 15 for Gary Rowan, 17 for Castagna and Stanley, 18 for Myers, 19 and upwards for the rest of them there. But a ripper grand final in prospect on Saturday.
It's not the only grand final though, Shorty, also the NRL grand final.
Indeed, Hayes. This time round, a little further apart betting-wise, but 170 Melbourne, Penrith 220. This market hasn't really budged throughout the course of the week. Pretty much same. In Clive Churchill medal markets, we have Cam Smith at $4 at the head of the market. Nathan Cleary's been well backed on the second line, 450 into 420. Cam Munster at $8. Ryan Pappenhausen at $9. It's 11 and upwards for the rest.
Big racing too. Friday night, Moonee Valley. Saturday, Cox Plate Day. Give us some of the big markets.
Oh, Hayes, it's absolute silk this weekend. Don't worry about that. Was hoping to be across there too for the Cox Plate this year. So I have to park it and watch it from the couch this time around. Friday night's where it all gets underway, though, to kick off the Manikado Stakes. Excellent sprint race. Wide open affair as well. Punters, certainly at this point in time, not 100% sure which way to go. We've got at the head of the market trekking, but certainly backable at the current quote as it sits there right now, around that $3.70 range. Dirty Work on the second line at $6. Pippi's there at $6. Diamond Effort at $9. Haydock, $10. Brooklyn Hustle, $11. And Bella Bella at $13. But really open for the Group 1 Manikado Stakes on Friday night. And then into the big one on Saturday, the Cox Plate. And, well, parochial West Aussies right around the state will be cheering hard for Arcadia Queen. There's a big first four jackpot here as well. Arcadia Queen. Heads up betting along with Russian Camelot. They're both at $5. Armory, the very talented European galloper at $6. $8 for Probabil, $13 for Colding, $16 for Sir Dragonet. It's $18 and upwards for the rest of them there, boys.
And locally, mate, we've got the running of the Listed Belgravia Stakes over 1,200. What a crack field it is. The undefeated Clairvoyance going for 5 from 5. And down the bottom of the page, we've got 3 out of the Bob Peters camp. A Magical Dream and Mystical View. Couple of starts, couple of wins. What's the market looking like?
It's one-way traffic. Clairvoyance, the big girl, she's been absolutely superb in her career to date, winning all 4 starts in dominant fashion on each and every occasion. She opened at 155, got out as big as 175. The money's coming strong for her now. She's into 160. Queen Brown, 850 into 8. Gemma's Son, 11 into 10. Real Grace, 9 out to 14. $18 for the rest of them there. But Clairvoyance, a dead set star in the making and expected to go on her merry way and make it 5 wins on the bounce in the Listed Belgravia Stakes this weekend.
Love your work, mate. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. Take care.
All the best, fellas.
David Short there. To get on, get into your local TAB, or you can go to tabtouch.com.au, or you can get on the app on your mobile device.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
Just updating some of the other news headlines for car sales. Number one for cars, Ricky Grace is on the selection panel for the next coach for Basketball Australia. They've confirmed the process and the selection panel. Maddie Clements, who is the Australian Institute of Sport Director of Athlete Wellbeing and Engagement. Neil Craig, Elite High Performance Consultant. Peter Lonigan, Gerald Rector, who I don't know much about, and Jan Sterling, BA Executive GM of High Performance and National Teams. But Ricky Grace, the big name on that panel. Victorian Golf Open was cancelled today. The last time it was not played was back in 2008. And a heap of signings at our West Coast Fever. Sunday Ariang, Emma Cash, Alice Teague, Neil, Stacey Francis. They join a group which is headed by Courtney Bruce, Janelle Fowler, Verity Charles and Jess Anstis. Olivia Lewis also has been signed until the end of 2021. The two that didn't get a contract, Ingrid Collier, unfortunate because she did her ACL, which is sad, and Shannon Eagland was also not offered a contract. What else you got, Hayes?
Bit of AFL news. Mitch Hannon requested a trade to the Western Bulldogs from Melbourne. Jai Caldwell has walked out on the GWS Giants, requested a trade to a Victorian club. Essendon, the front runner over St Kilda. Zach Langdon, possible to come back to the West Coast Eagles, so they'll lose another one. And Hayden Skipworth, assistant coach at Collingwood, replacing the great Boyd, who came to the Fremantle Dockers.
Brilliant. Matthew Boyd, that is, of course. For car sales, a car sells every minute on car sales. We'll be back with more of Sports Day soon.